It's just too bad.
I'm recording this for the show, by the way.
Oh, good. It's just good. Too bad they weren't stacks of New Mutants 98, like Deadpool. That'd be amazing, but that didn't happen.
No.
But I found some good ones, so I'm happy. I gave him a good amount of money for I got a big stack, so I was happy with what I got, but I had to go through them all. But what are we talking about now? What is this? What show is this? Where am I?
Twilight Zone.
Which one? Tu Wong Fu, thank you for finding my Emporium.
Well, I'll let you know in a second here. You'll find out.
Oh, good.
Let me get everything ready.
Hey, we got two bots watching. All right.
Yeah, immediately. 39 seconds in. Oh, three.
Oh, shit. Come on, bots. Keep coming.
We are the best show amongst bots and ghosts. The only two fans of our shows.
Well,
let's get to a theme song. Dun, 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 dun. This is a 85 episode. We don't have an 85 intro.
No. So we could, but you hate the Grateful Dead.
Am I wrong?
You're traveling through another dimension, a dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind. There's a signpost up ahead. Your next stop, Dark Territory. Bordering in Wonderland, the Twilight Zone review.
There is a place where everything that's ever been lost can be found again. A place where lost hopes, lost dreams, lost chances wait for someone to reclaim them. But before you can find them, first you must become lost in the Twilight Zone.
Yeah.
This episode makes no sense, by the way.
Hello, citizens! Welcome to Ear of the Beholder, LAW The Twilight Zone Review, episode 461 for TZ85-109B, Wong's Lost and Found Emporium, Phoenix West.
See, you missed that, Dick Dickett. You missed out on being horribly racist right there.
I could have.
Wong Lost and Found Emporium!
Oh my dear God, I just froze on the screen right now. Look what's behind him. There's hardcore sex behind him.
Oh, that's right. He's in a porno shop.
But I didn't realize you could literally see, like, what's going on. Like,
oh, my God. Is it like a dick in it?
Look at this.
Oh, my God. Zoom in.
Hold on.
Zoom in like Blade Runner.
Enhance. I can't.
Enhance.
Look at that, though.
Wow. I like to... rectum.
She's clearly sticking something inside herself here with other girls.
Wow.
This is insane.
Wow, they didn't even just bother putting random VHSs. They actually got the porno shit.
By the way, that top one is not censored.
Hey, give them an A for effort in making that set work. Good job, guys.
How quick is that shot, though? Look at this.
I hope they got an Emmy.
It's on TV a while.
Shit.
It doesn't work.
I like how there's this gay porn there, too. Like, whatever. You're into this.
You're a fucking deviant. You like everything. Yeah. Fuck you.
It's got naked people doing whatever. Who cares?
You want the dog stuff that's in the back room next to the Emporium.
Next to the dog food. Because we figured.
Next to the dog food.
First one, then the other, you know.
You know, you're a sick fuck, and we'll cater to that.
You withhold the food until you get sex from your own dog.
I got to pay the rent. I got to pay the rent somehow. So, yeah. Who would have thought the magical wonder Emporium would be in the back of a dirty-ass porno shop in San Francisco?
Yeah, I feel like he's going to run into George C. Scott in hardcore. Turn off!
Is my daughter in the Emporium?
Yeah.
I lost her. I can't find her.
But it makes you wonder, is this guy only checking out all his local porn stops?
Well, that's the thing. He said this has been like a two-year journey trying to find this place. And then it's all metaphor, because like he's not looking for something physical. He's looking for his compassion, his empathy, and his like humor or something, because he lost everything.
No, the girl from she reminds me
oh,
of
she
someone
lost her humor.
Yeah, it reminds me of someone that came out of the did you see the Legend of the Ten Rings or whatever the hell that was called Marvel movie?
Oh, Shang-Chi. Yeah.
Yeah, it looked like someone that came out of that town. She's reminding me
exactly
of
right.
She reminded me of that mentality of I lost my sense of humor. Ah! And then she gets stoned.
And if this was now, it'd be Awkwafina.
Yeah.
I lost my sense of humor. I love Where Apple is it? I need to find this place. This is hilarious. But she'd be the star of the episode.
I'd be fine with that.
This loser.
This sad sap.
He sucks.
This guy, so
he's
boring.
He's so bad. He's not even a good actor.
No, he's terrible.
There's got to be 5,000 better Asian actors out there, and they got this guy.
They could have went with James Wong. It would have been better. Hong or Hong, what do you say? That 90-whatever-year-old?
James Wong. Yeah, it's not like he wouldn't have done it. He does everything else under the fucking sun.
The man's got like 200 credits to his name.
Yeah, it's shit. Was he busy that week? Oh, I guess, yeah, probably he was busy that week.
Yeah, because of said 200 credits.
Actually, was he working on Big Trouble Little China at this time?
85?
Maybe.
Let's take a look.
I think Big Trouble Little China was 86. Big Trouble in Little China.
I'm looking it up. You mentioned that it doesn't make sense. Go ahead, go into that. I'm just curious. Quickly. Okay. Actually, you did go through the plot, so never mind.
Yeah, that's it.
that's really it.
That's it. Like he's in the shop wandering around, and then the door opens up from different places in the country. Like one opens in Florida, one opens like from Arizona or something. And he goes, wait a minute, how'd you get here? Well, I found the door in Florida. This isn't Florida? And she goes, I'm looking. Well, this one made no sense. This old lady comes in. I'm looking for time to sculpt or to get my sculpting prowess back. And she finds mice, and she has to hold the mice, but the mice all run away from her. So she goes, oh, no, I've lost it. Like, what the fuck was that about?
I don't know, but here's James Hong's credits. Just most of the screen you're going to see right here is 1985.
Wow. Oh, God.
85 starts right here. And it goes to right here. So as I said, most of this is 85.
I had to pay my mortgage that year. Yeah. Property taxes are a bitch.
Good God. The man works so much. How many credits does he have? I'm curious.
How many times has he been divorced? Maybe he's had too many wives.
I was wrong about when I said 200. He's in 459 things.
Oh my God.
He's only got one upcoming, though.
Okay, it's his deathbed.
Oh my God.
It's his funeral. He's the star of his own funeral.
Hi, welcome to my funeral.
I want to thank you for coming, Mr. Burton.
So, yeah, the old lady from Florida is. Why is this place the way it is beyond me. I did want to mention that when I first started this episode, I was like, they show the opening shots of San Francisco and they get into it and they show that guy. And I'm like, did we fucking do this one? I could have sworn we did this episode. And then it wasn't until like, I don't know, a third of the way through, where I'm like, oh, I guess we didn't do this one. This 85 series just blurs together to me. I'm retaining zero memories.
No, you're not wrong.
You have a much better way of filtering these than I do.
Yeah, it's just, I don't even know. My brain is just like, I take in bullshit and let good shit out.
Yeah, I can differentiate between the night galleries, but this 85 one, like, they're all so similar.
I think I might be night gallery. I don't remember half of those because they all run together to me because they all look the same. And I couldn't tell you, like, and it's just like, oh God, I don't even want to go back to that memory.
I think my hate meter, my hate security cameras are running when I watch Night Gallery, so I'm remembering it more. These are so bland. Victorian furniture. Red.
Not again.
Wood everything.
God damn it. Give me some wicker.
Christ, give me anything but that specific aesthetic.
But the second guy that comes into the store is like the weirder, the old guy. He basically says, I lost my my children or something. And he like looks in a mirror and it's like one of them funhouse mirrors and he's all distorted and weird.
Oh, yeah. I'll show that in a second.
That's how they see me. It's like, well, that's kind of, why do they see you like that? Are you a fucking pedophile? What is this?
Well, both
like,
of these.
What's your sins?
Both of their things in this Friday the 13th nightmare warehouse is look at this or do this for 5 minutes. That's it. And both of these elderly people fuck it up so badly. The woman drops the mice. Even she sets the thing down and pulls out a mice and doesn't lock the rest. And, Oh, surprise, right. They all got away. And the old guy's like, ah! Drunkenly smashes through the mirror just like he did his children's door, which is why they see him like that, because he's a nighttime molester.
Let me inside your ass!
Let me in there!
I'm going to touch you.
But here's the door after our main character, Mr. Blandy Blanderson, comes through. This is what happens to the door.
Why are you under the covers, little one?
Whoa.
Jesus Christ.
And then the elderly Florida lady comes in. He came in San Francisco. She comes in Florida. All right. The little orb takes this guy where he's supposed to go. And then he's like, reads the little tag. It's like the, I know you've seen Harry Potter, but it's like that warehouse where they have all their secret magical items.
I've seen the Harry Potter.
All of them?
Most of them.
Okay. Yeah, it's in the later ones, really. Actually, I think it's in the mirror one, because he has to stay in the mirror in that. And then it reminded me of Harry Potter. But look at this. Look how quickly she fucks this up. Oh, yes. I was like, yeah, stroke the mice, you old bitch. She is dressed like Florida, though.
Come here, sweetheart.
How did you fuck it up this bad, lady? They're slowly escaping, and she has no ability to stop them from coming out the giant door. Put your goddamn leg in the way, lady. You know what would work? Something. She does nothing. She does the one thing that would let them get out.
Right.
Sorry, it really pissed me off.
I'm glad we let you just go crazy.
I wrote down, stroke the mice, you old bitch. Immediately, how did she fuck this up? I was so mad.
What did I do? What did I do?
And then there's a woman watching them, and we don't meet for a little bit. Woman I mentioned from the Legend of the Ten Rings, or what the hell it's called. And then this guy is the old guy that has to stare in the mirror.
You raise him as best you know how, never letting on that you don't have all the answers.
And once you're wrist deep in your child, they don't like look at you the same way.
No, they don't.
Something happened that day and subsequent days.
I don't know what I did wrong.
Oh, here you go, Dick. All he has to do is look in the mirror for 5.5 minutes, this dude. Look in the mirror, you old bitch. Jerking it?
I think he is.
I think he's jerking it.
Touch it.
He's double fisting.
Touch it, please. I love it. I love it.
Normally, I don't go for your kind, but you're the only one here. Oh, come on, sir.
I love it. I love it.
You don't have to throw in racism while being a pervert. Damn, dude. Damn, look how many bots we got, Dick.
I know. It's crazy.
21 now.
I don't believe in any of them.
No, it's bots and ghosts. That's it.
Message us. Send us some porno or something.
Oh, man. He meets the lady after this. Whole time, the guy doesn't give a shit about these people. Meets up with the lady. She has like a theory that they can't see their own orbs that lead them to their own magical item. So she does the Squid Games plan of we'll tell each other. No, it's Alice in Borderland that does that. We'll tell each other the thing, and we'll take
right.
And then he takes her to hers. She immediately gets high, starts laughing. She found her sense of humor. That scene is right here.
Guess which one?
Hey, we had inhale for.
I don't believe.
What is it? Right.
It happened so fast. Damn. Am I really? I already missed it. Oh, here it is. That's like a demonic laugh. You hear that filter?
Yeah.
It's creepy.
I'm going to eat your soul.
I found my innocence.
I found the innocence of my children likes to eat.
It was delicious.
I killed all of them. Ah.
Maybe she found like her dark side in there.
Apparently, she wants to, and he's gonna find his compassion in a vial somewhere in a minute here.
You know,
and then he just breaks.
Hey.
She immediately starts fucking with him.
We had a deal. Yeah. You were going to find it for me.
He is a terrible actor.
He's not good. But yeah.
You were going to find it for me. What else is he in? Because he's bad.
I don't think he's in anything else.
I recognize him a little bit. David.
I thought he was in Big Trouble Little China, but it's not the same guy.
He was racist. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. He does the Leonardo voice.
That's it?
Actually, I think I recognize him from Police Academy 3 Back in Training.
Oh, my God.
Revenge of the Nerds.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, he's got a life on the circuit of comic book conventions.
Damn, dude works a lot. Just voiceover. I can see him. He does have a voice that sounds good.
Yeah, you can do that.
He's just not a good actor.
That's all he can do is voiceover work, and that's all he's allowed.
But, oh, my God, he's this guy in Revenge of the Nerds.
Yeah, he's the only Asian guy in Revenge of the Nerds.
I know, I just... And then...
All you got to say about Revenge of the Nerds, he's in Revenge of the Nerds. Oh, yeah, the only Asian guy.
Police Academy 3 here, you recognize him from this.
Oh, yeah.
I definitely recognize the guy. I just, I didn't know what from when I was watching this, but...
Yeah, that's something.
The man is terrible, though.
Just congratulations on failing in multiple genres.
Brian Toshi. Let's find out when... Oh, my God, I just found something out.
That's something dark and horrible?
Yeah, let's find out when the old people died in this episode.
Oh, fantastic. I love this part of Twilight Zone.
She died in 2007. Not too bad. Okay. At age 87, she's in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, American Gigolo. Career from 99, started in, let's find out, 1937.
Wow.
Yeah, good God. How did she die? What sad...
fucking in her sleep? She was 87. That's about that time period where you're like, oh yeah, I can figure out how she died.
I'm only doing it because sometimes we're like, murdered at 87 Twilight Zone actors, man.
He was murdered, stabbed 75 times by her boyfriend.
She was raped by a dildo to death. Oh, my God. Why? And why a dildo? Okay. A chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Nothing fun there.
I don't even know what that means.
You know who the old man is?
He looks familiar.
Stacy Keach Sr.
Aha!
Yeah.
Is that for real?
Yes. And we did our last episode of this show was with Chris Titus, who was on Titus with Stacy Keach, which is why I fell in love with Stacy Keach.
There you go.
This is his dad immediately. Yeah.
And you didn't fall in love with him.
No. Well, he's just there to be sad.
He's seen a bunch of what is his career? Is he a big, like, he's in a bunch of westerns in the 50s? That's all I take from this guy.
He was in Freddy's Nightmares.
Oh, God, no.
One episode. We need to do that again.
Yeah, that one's pretty bad.
He died in 2003.
Holy shit.
His career ended in 1998.
Wow.
He died of congestive heart failure.
I believe it.
He started in 1942.
Wow. How old was he?
80. I'm looking to see if he's in the original Twilight Zone, but he wasn't. He was also not in Night Gallery.
There you go.
He's in every single TV show of the era, you know?
Oh, I bet, yeah. That's back when you could make big money doing network TV shows.
He was 88.
Man. 88? Yeah. Fuck, it's great.
Yeah.
Shit, that's wonderful.
He was additional crew in Pet Sematary. He was the Senator Adams in Pretty Woman. He was the judge in Armed and Dangerous.
Wow.
But goddamn, he was in a lot of TV. Like everything. Wow. All the, like, think of the show Incredible Hulk, Matlock, yeah. Quincy, Knott's Landing, Saturday the 14th. I guess that was the thing.
He
Rockford Files.
He was on special Adam special Buff. Crew member on Incredible Hulk. He made sure the pants stayed on Lou Ferrigno when he turned to the Hulk. Made sure he didn't rip off.
He had the paint that got his sandals that he wore. I love that. Maverick.
Wow, there you go.
A lot of these guys go back to Maverick. Yeah, goddamn.
What a time to be an actor in Hollywood.
Right?
Being all kinds of stuff and
paid.
Now forget it.
Yeah, paid him with the residuals that matter.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You made so much money.
All right.
Now you make dog shit.
He finds the vials. It doesn't matter which one he chooses. They're all full of his bullshit. So he literally can't fuck this up, but somehow he still does by breaking one and rolling it under a thing.
But it was inside of him already. He just had to find it on his own.
He just had to believe. No, you know.
He had to believe.
It's stupid. It doesn't fucking matter. Let's be honest.
That's what happens at the end. It's basically, yeah, that's it.
Yep. And that's it.
That's all.
That's it. How it's the end of it. Shit do you rate this one? I'll give it a 4.
I would agree with you. 4 is perfect. It sucks.
This is the B-side. The A-side was Dead Woman's Shoes with Helen Mirren.
Oh, my God.
Jeffrey Tambor. Remember that one?
So this was an hour, because this was a 20-minute episode.
Yeah, this is a 48-minute total episode.
Wow, that was an hour episode. Wow, shit.
I did like that one. So basically,
it was 2 episodes in one, basically.
This episode was directed by Paul Lynch.
Not David Lynch.
Not David Lynch. I can play. By the way, I did save some David Lynch, now that you bring him up.
Now, if you're playing the movie on a telephone, you will never in a trillion years experience the film. You'll think you have experienced it, but you'll be cheated. It's such a sadness that you think you've seen a film on your fucking telephone. Get real.
Sorry, what? We're both looking at our iPhones.
Fuck you.
By the way, I did get the MST3K no springs pop socket. Look at that.
Oh, nice. Wow, nice. Yeah, very nice.
Yeah. It's gorgeous.
Oops, yeah, you can't go wrong with that.
I saved another one too that you sent me. I wish I needed to edit it down, but I just did it to save time.
Right.
You gonna try to do a close up on Candy still? Or do you need it? You
want to
cut the time down?
What is this with everybody?
No, 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 no.
What is it? Really?
Only me. It's
why? I'm serious. Fucking A, man. It drives me nuts. Who gives a fucking shit how long a scene is?
That's right. God damn it.
My favorite part is this 60-year-old in the background trying to take credit, and he will not accept it.
Shut the fuck
he's like,
up.
No, no, that was, I told her to say, like, to worry about the time. That's me. And he's like, no, fuck you. Like, he's like, she's got to appreciate that at least.
Don't send your lackey to me, you fucking asshole.
He's like the first AD, that guy.
Hilarious.
He's like, no, 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 I'm accepting responsibility. Please yell at me.
I'm sorry.
And he's like, just have to sit there and, like, wait for David Lynch to stop yelling at the poor girl.
God damn it.
She's just like, no, please stop.
Forgive me. I'm sorry.
Oh, I should have played this banner the whole time.
That's fine. We're done with it.
Yeah, we're done. We are done. And there goes the banner.
Too long foo. Thanks for everything, Wonder Emporium.
Yeah, this episode sucks. Friday the 13th, the series was born from this, I believe.
I guess.
That's all I can say. I don't know.
That show made more sense.
It did. That was a good show.
Well, the 2 episodes we saw.
I like that. No, I watched most of that show.
Oh, did you? Yeah. I've seen some here and there.
I watched it when it was on air.
Originally. Yeah, I remember when it was on TV.
Yeah, I like that show. It was exactly what X-Files is. Like the exact same fucking show, just cheaper.
Yeah.
Anyway, terrible episode. Let's hear the outro.
One chance to help him, didn't I? You got it, Brown Eyes. And what can be lost can be found again, can't it?
You won't find it in the yellow pages or advertised in the local paper. Its reputation is spread purely by word of mouth from one satisfied customer to another. But if, like most of us, you've lost something in your time, look for this door. And if you don't find it at first, don't lose hope. Because even that can be found again in the Twilight Zone.
That ending shot pissed me off. Sorry,
the fucking at the porno shop in the Twilight Zone.
Yeah, in the back room of a porno shop. Do you remember those video stores? You had to go through that cowboy gate for some reason.
Because they wanted to shame you before you get in there. Come on inside. Look at all the porn.
Do you remember the video stores that would have the cowboy gate for some reason? Why was that the barrier to entrance?
It was just always a curtain for us. It was always
really?
Curtain.
Everyone, only. All the ones I grew up with were you had to go through the half door, the, and then it was super squeaky. I think they did that on purpose so that you would, it's like the pervert noise.
Look over there. Throw your stones.
They need confetti to fall down on them. gross.
Hide the children. Hide them.
Your science teacher just went back here.
I don't like kids. I like tits.
I just want to jerk off. What the hell's the problem?
I want some chicks eat each other. What?
Yeah, the internet obliterated those gates. It blew them wide the fuck off those doors.
Well, that's the problem. Now everybody has no shame. That's the problem.
Yeah.
We need shame back.
I'm fine with no shame with that.
Well, no, I mean, I'm just saying, like, you know, leave the guy alone. Like, poor Pee-wee. Leave the guy alone.
Yeah. Know? He did the thing he's supposed to do in a place like that.
Yeah, leave him alone.
He didn't do it at, like, a third grader's birthday party. He did it in a porno theater.
No, he's doing it where he's supposed to do it.
Yeah. I remember I was a kid, and I saw that. When did he get arrested? What year?
91, 92, something like that.
That was later than that, wasn't it?
93?
I don't know.
It had to be before 94.
But I was like, I remember watching that and being like, oh, like, as a kid, I'm like, what's the problem?
Yeah.
I really didn't. I'm like, that's a theater where they show porn. I know what porn was, and I'm like, I know what jerking off was, so because I had older brother and sister. I'm like, that's where you're, what? Like, why is this? And they had that mugshot where he's like, he got dragged in like he butchered a family.
You look like he just butchered a family.
Yeah. He's like, come on. I'm like, this is so stupid, guys. Why am I here? Same thing with, what's his name? Fred Willard.
Willard. Well, yeah, he was 70 something years old doing it. That's amazing.
I'm more impressed than anything.
Well, that's what I mean. Shit, I can't do that. I can't do it anymore. I'm only 41.
Yeah. I'd go to a porno theater. I'd be like, you know what?
My sex drive is done. It's over. It had its run. It's over.
Yeah.
Over.
Properly medicated.
Nobody loves me. Done.
Last thing. Apparently, you can just take over the store because nobody's
apparently,
there.
Apparently, yeah. Well,
that pissed me off.
If you're Asian, you can take it over.
But it's just a lost and found emporium.
I don't know.
And he just gets in there and is like, this is mine now because I said so. Seems like the orb was doing a fairly good job.
The orb was fine.
The orb was, unless. Except the fact that if you're in there, nobody, even if there's nobody else, you have to just wait.
Exactly.
You don't know that because there's no rules posted.
This is a stupid store.
But holy shit, who was the head in the jar?
Yeah, that was weird.
Oh, I hated this ending because it threw like a bunch of curveballs. I'm like, that's interesting. Oh, it's over.
Well, they had him in earlier in the episode, too.
Yeah.
He showed up. So he's there. So I guess he's the curator,
that's
but he just doesn't say anything. And he's a white guy. So that makes less sense.
See, you're thinking it's Asian because of the Asians in here, but it's only two Asians and two white people. So
no, Asians it's called Wong's. It's called Wong's Lost and Found Emporium.
Yes, because he took it over at the end. It wasn't Asian before that.
It was always Wong to me.
Okay, so he just happens to have the correct name.
I didn't even know his name was Wong.
Yeah, his name is Wong.
Oh, okay. I didn't get
so
that.
He's the Wong in Wong Tu Wong Fu. Thanks for
that's
everything.
That's a
Julie
lot of Wong numbers.
Why? Is that the guy that owns the place and they just stole it and he can't do shit about it because he's a head in the jar Futurama style?
I guess.
Until next time. In the meantime, I'm Phoenix West.
See
ya. I'm done with this. Bye.